بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. On the night of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown certain things, and this was a lesson for the Ummah. Last we spoke about the backbiters. They had copper fingernails and they were scraping the skin off their faces and chests with these fingernails. And then Jibreel alayhi salam explained that these are the people who ate the flesh of others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also saw a person swimming in a river. He was eating pieces of stones. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about this man, Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "This man takes riba, he takes interest. Taking riba and interest is absolutely haram. And it is the only sin for which Allah Ta'ala declares in the Quran, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then Allah Ta'ala declares war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to that person that is taking interest. Interest, unfortunately, has been trivialized today. The Hadith Sharif says, إِذَا ظَهَرَ الزِّنَا وَالرِّبَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ فَقَدْ أَحَلُّوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ. When zina and interest become rife in a community, then by way of their own actions, they have brought down the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. The Hadith Sharif says, Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the one that takes interest, that gives interest, that witnesses the transaction, and that writes the transaction down. All four of these people, because of one transaction, they become cursed by Allah Ta'ala. A person taking one dirham of interest, one coin of interest, silver coin of interest, it is worse than committing zina 36 times with one's own mother. So how evil this interest is. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of how evil this interest is. And in this day and age where things are not clear, as Muslims we need to be more careful. For example, if it's insurance, we can make excuses, but let's understand that if it is interest, do we have the guts to go in front of Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala had an ayat in the Quran that I declare war with that person that's taking interest and say, Allah, it was a necessity. So do we have the heart? Ulama have done some research. Now recently, the books have been written. Recently, they have brought it out. The fallacy of Islamic banking also. The discrepancies in Islamic banking, that what non-Muslims are saying, what Muslims are saying. And we know it is a time and an age where a person can be bought off. Say a person, the vacancy was sent out that we are looking for a person that can be an accountant, for example, do the auditing. So they asked him, first person came in, they asked him, what's 1 plus 1? So he said 2. He said, right, this is a usuli person. Usuli is, he plays it by the book. Second person, what's 1 plus 1? He said 2. He said, right. All these people are going to play things according to the book, not going to work for us. So one of the people came, they asked him, what's 1 plus 1? He said, what you want it to be, I'll make it that. He said, right, you're the man for the job. So unfortunately, although this is a bit of a hilarious story, but it's a reality on the ground. This is actually a reality on the ground. And it has been proven also, proven cases like this. When it comes to the media also, then whoever holds the purse strings, then you have to play the tune. And this is across the board. In the halal industry also, many years ago, we know very clearly, it came on TV also, that the certain organization had made this halal, but it turned out to be bacon or haram, total haram. So imagine on the day of Qiyamah, you go and say, Allah, but that organization, that Maulana, that Alim, that Mufti, and then it will come out clearly that, see, this was haram, and you did the haram. So the effect of poison will definitely take its effect. Say a person reads Salah in a garment, 10% of that garment, one part of that garment is from haram earnings. That Salah is affected. The Qabuliyat of that Salah is affected. And imagine, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi says, from the actions of a person I can tell whether his earnings are halal or haram, because there's an effect in the earnings. If his earnings are halal, the actions will be good. Our elders used to say, that sometimes they were invited and the person's earnings wasn't correct and we ate. And for 40 days after that, we would feel the effect and the negative athar, the darkness of that food that we ate. We would actually feel that lethargy, that spiritual lethargy, we find it hard to wake up for tahajjud salah, find it hard to perform salah. So even our children, if we're feeding them that, then we will see the athar in the children, the disobedience sometimes in the children, because of the effect of the wealth not being totally halal. So we need to be very, very careful. If we need to use, for example, the banks, we need to check again that if there's interest coming in, then I need to make sure that that interest now I give it away with the intention of thawab. Sometimes we forget about it. 1 year is passing, 10 years are passing, 20 years. But did I check whatever was coming in extra? That is the blood of the poor people. That is the blood of the poor people. Take that and give it away to the poor without the intention of any reward. It's not my money. Give it away. Make sure we go and check. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this person that was swimming in that river. He was eating pieces of stones. When he asked about it, it was told that this man, he takes riba. This is another hadith that explains that a person's stomach in Jahannam, will be a person in Jahannam, his stomach will be as large as a room. And inside there will be snakes, serpents that will be biting him. And this will be one of the punishments for the people that took interest. Allah protect us, save us, give us the tawfiq to correct ourselves.